Europe, a changing continent. Unit 1. Greece, the cradle of European civilization. Warm up.
A. The women are all facing in the same direction. B. Some of the women are holding torches. C. One of the women is kneeling.
Expression.
1. Countries such as Italy and Turkey. 2. A city-state like Athens. 3. Several games, for example, baseball. 4. Humanistic subjects including history and geography.
Reading comprehension.
Greece in southeastern Europe enjoys one of the most stunning landscapes in the world. Mountains, wide skies and blue sea. Indeed, it is said that when the blue and white stripes of the Greek flag move in the wind, they seem to resemble the waves of the Aegean Sea. It was in this beautiful land that the earliest civilization in Europe began, and one of the many descriptions of Greece is the cradle of European civilization. The history of ancient Greece is both long and complex. Ancient Greece was not actually a country as it is today. Instead, the ancient Greeks lived in a number of independent city-states, each with its own government and identity. Athens, for example, was renowned for its culture and learning, while its great rival, Sparta, was famous for its discipline and fighting spirit. The Greeks also travelled beyond Greece, and as a result, the traveller will today find many remains of Greek civilization in countries around the Mediterranean Sea, such as southern Italy and Turkey. One legacy from ancient Greece is still very much with us today, and that is the Olympic Games. The first recorded games were held at Olympia in Greece in 776 BC. Although it is thought that competitions had been held for some time before that. The games were an opportunity for the city-states to compete with each other peacefully by sending representatives to take part in athletic events and chariot races. The Olympic Games died out in the 5th century AD, but the ideal of the Olympics was revived in the 19th century. The International Olympic Committee was founded in 1894, and the first of the new games took place in Athens 2 years later. The Olympic flame or torch, the symbol of the Olympic Games, derives from the ancient Greek practice of keeping a fire burning for the duration of the games. Today, the Olympic torch is lit at Olympia some months before the games begin and is then taken in relays to arrive in the stadium for the start of the Olympic Games.
Dialogue 1. Hero is visiting Athens and he is being shown around by a volunteer guide.
Thanks very much. I really enjoyed the tour of Athens.
You're very welcome. What did you like best?
Well, of course, it was great to see the Parthenon Temple and the other ancient buildings. But I also really enjoyed the market area.
Yes, it's very lively and has a lot of interesting shops.
Are you from Athens, Maria?
Well, actually, I was born in Cyprus, but now I live in Athens full-time, working both as a teacher and occasionally as a volunteer guide.
Sounds great.
Yes, I like teaching and I really enjoy the guiding because you get to meet so many different people. Dialogue 2.
1. What does Hiro like best on the tour?
A. The Parthenon. B. The Parthenon and the market. C. Neither the Parthenon nor the market.
2. What do we know about the market?
A. When it opens. B. Where it is located. C. What the atmosphere is like.
3. Where was Maria born?
A. In Cyprus. B. In Athens. C. In America.
4. How many jobs does Maria have?
A. 1. B. 2. C. 3.
5. Why does Maria like guiding?
A. The pay is good. B. It is good exercise. C. She meets a variety of people.